Gavins. And on the break, that was Chillbone with Chongo and List of Chores. Number to call in is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Before we our second segment, we did the worst amusement parks, and then we came up with some of our own. that are pretty damn bad in their own right.
In their own ways.
Although I could actually see some of those things existing. I mean, you know, if people came up with Branson, Missouri, which is like a fundamentalist thing, or Holy Land, you wouldn't think Holy Land could be real, except for the Holy Land, but you never know.
Yeah, no, it sounds like the worst
one ever. I can never see shame happening.
No?
No, I couldn't see that. I could see something like Liberal Land in like Vermont. I could see something.
But the whole idea of Liberal Land was that it was...
Well, he's a dick. But I could see liberals actually putting to pat themselves on the back.
Oh, yes, I could see
and
that.
And the Reagan dunk tank, the Bush dunk tank, not far-fetched. I can see that.
Also, shame. You said that's far-fetched. You ever go to a holiday, a family holiday? That's shame.
Well, it's not an amusement park, though.
Well,
and Islamoland.
It wasn't my house.
I could totally see, an Islamic-based, Islamic-themed theme park with some of these things here. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, some of it's tongue-in-cheek, but some of it's not that far-fetched.
Yeah, the la-la-la-la-la log flume.
Why the hell
hit.
Not? You just hear him going down the la-la-la-la, splash.
Like a long log with la-la-la-la-la-la-la log flume. Just a log with the la-la-la-la on top of it.
Just see a bunch of women coming out, wet, bedraggled burkas.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at those hussies with those, it's like a wet burka contest. Oh, look at it.
Wet burka contest.
Clinging to their bodice.
It smells like wet dog. All right, let's, we didn't do this last week. Let's do some Ann Jackson, shall we? Check in with our pal, Ann. You know they're making a new one of these Ghostbusters movies with women?
Really?
Yeah, I
saw a picture of it. It looks terrible.
I hear people talking about it. Said, like,
why would you ruin a classic?
That's what a lot of people are saying too. What? You know what they're saying, that Aykroyd's is backing it, or Aykroyd?
Yeah, these guys have. Yeah.
So Aykroyd's just looking at dollar signs.
Even Ghostbusters 2 wasn't that good. It was all right.
Yeah.
But Ghostbusters 1 was so good. Why?
It was so good. Leave it alone.
It's running out of ideas.
That's what it is. Entertainment, and we'll talk about this after the show. Entertainment does not like new things. So they're just constantly regurgitating the same stuff.
And they don't like new things because if something doesn't work, whoever thought of it, their heads roll.
Yeah.
So they're not as, innovative.
Well,
or afraid to be innovative.
Speaking innovative. Of innovative, we should visit with Ann Jackson, her bunch of innovative scammers. How many Mr. Davins are we going for tonight, Miss Helix?
I think that we're going to, because she's softened on you.
softened on me, like many a woman has, to be honest with you.
I'm going with 3 Mr. Davins.
All right.
And the next one is going to be fucking mafias.
Fucking mafias.
I think that's making a comeback.
All right.
I'm going to say 1 fucking mafias.
All right.
And
not much of a comeback.
I think that we should have a new category. How many times did she use Damn It All Red?
All right. We can do that. I'm open to ideas.
And I'm going to say 3 times.
3 times she
three
goes to Damn It All Red.
Damn It All Red.
So it just means once the font appears, that counts.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, so it's like if it's 1 sentence and then it goes back to black, another Damn It All Red, that's 2. That's 2.
Does it have to be a full sentence or can it be
it could be a word. It could be a dash.
It could be a typo.
Not a dash. It's got to be.
It's got to be a word.
Look at you. No.
No, no.
Punctuation is done.
Yeah, they're rules. All right, Joe, what are your guesses?
All right, I'm going to go for 3 Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to take 5 fucking mafias.
Sounds like he's placing an order of Burger King.
Does.
And give me 3. What was the last time?
Would you like a side of Damn It All Red?
Yeah, 3 Damn It All, 3 Damn It All Reds, please.
And a Diet Coke. All right, shall we go?
Yes.
Is anybody playing along?
I'm just going to start cataloging their choices as we go.
All right. We go to April 10th, 2014. Now, remember, I'd asked her about Jimmy Jones, her friend.
Yes.
So she writes to me, Jimmy got killed. Jimmy was white, and he was a hard-working man. It sounds like it should be like a Mellencamp song.
White. He was a hard-working man.
It's like
got caught in an overseas scam.
It's either Mellencamp or Springsteen. One of these guys needs to...
Yep.
When I chatted with him and his mom was sitting watching TV. Okay. We discussed the marketing and how to do the global marketing survey. Have you been scammed? Would you like to be? We're doing a global market survey. That was my real turning point in my life, but Pedro Simpson and Thai woman killed him. I am sad for what happened to me. I was looking for him, and this is why I called FBI asking for help. No time for this anymore. I will never forget this scam because it damages my whole life, and I am suffering from financial loss. I cried for more than 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. A lot of tissues.
Sure. I want to consult the lawyer, police officer, and local government. Sounds like the worst Sesame Street trio.
Well, my divorce.
Who are the scammers in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
Who are the scammers in your neighborhood?
FBI.
They're the scammers that you meet when you're walking on the street. They're the scammers that you meet. Sorry.
No, I enjoyed it. I quite enjoyed it.
Thank you.
It was very good.
We're having memory lane tonight.
Sure. She continues, I was doing research and found how to get help.
She's doing research.
Yeah.
Really?
This fucking help from Miller does kill me, and this is why I do hate him.
Somebody's off their meds.
Here we go.
This James H. Miller is very wicked, and so is Green. Can you believe in this? They said they want to help me, and then finally threatened me to pay and pay. Brown Cotton did this to me, and he is fucking IC3 man. Eric Bohr is a fucking mafia.
Oh, fucking mafia. Ding, ding, ding. I knew it would make it come back.
There's a girl.
By the way, that fucking Melvin lies to me. Not for nothing, I'm just saying.
Do we have a category, fucking Melvin? No.
Case one, and she calls it Lies, Lies, Lies.
They gotta have a title.
Sure. Crazy not to.
It's like the log flume.
I think the Thompson twins sang that in the 80s.
What was it?
Lies, Lies, Lies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're gonna get you. Lies, Lies. You don't remember?
No, okay. I was straight.
Sorry, Pip. Straight.
Still trying to be. I'm still not listening to them.
Yeah, until you go to jail.
Yes, then I'll listen to whatever the big man asks.
Then you'll be somebody's bitch.
Sure, most definitely. I'm worth a pack of cigarettes. Eric Bohr sent the delegates to arrest my criminals, and I got mail from that idiot, Melvin, who told me my funds was moved to Malaysia. This is scam because Brown Cotton said that the funds is sealed due to the High Court judgment in Hong Kong. This is why I do not believe in them anymore.
Oh, man. That's why.
They cheated on me many times from the very beginning. Yeah, they're scammers. They change words all the time. Yeah, it's what they do.
Yeah.
Case two, no title.
Oh,
very disappointing.
She's going with the flow.
Yeah. That fucking Melvin sent me mail saying the funds was transferred to Australia. And then Jennifer had to go to Scotland to clear the funds. The funds is in UK again. This fucking scam is over.
And she really believes this movie money is moving around.
It certainly is.
Wow.
Great. It is obvious to see the truth. They are scammers. The victims who paid for the fees never get the money back. I am the one. I know another one, too. I will inform them ASAP. Why don't you get on that there, sugar tits? Yeah. I've been trying to drill it through your stupid head.
Oh, my God.
Glad we're simpatico on this, asshole.
Oh, God, finally.
I continue. She continues. I can see how much they lied to me from that fucking bank lawyer, Jennifer Green, and EFCC David Copper, Eric Bohr, and Brown Cotton. Please expose them all. And I write back to her.
Yeah.
I have been exposing them.
Yes, hello.
That's what we do. And we make fun of you, too.
And we can do.
We can do. It's kind of hard not to at this point. Yeah. We tried not to, but you can't.
You know, we are assholes.
Yes, it's in the title. Right. It's on the business card. Yeah. I agree. They are all wicked. I believe every one of them is part of a scammer syndicate. They are clever, but when you know what to look for, it is plain to see. I've been trying to explain this to you for months. Why do you believe me now when only last week you did not? How many people do you think you sent to Miller Green, Melvin Brown, Eric, etc.? Did you ever handle any money that was passed on to them? I know of three people that claim you sent them to these people. Are there more? Of the three I know of, they felt, not sure what they currently think, that you were part of the scammer syndicate and purposefully sent them to these scammers so they would lose money. If you could talk to them, what would you say to them? Are there news articles about Jimmy's death that I could see? Anything about the murder trial? I looked, but I did not find anything. If Jimmy was from Scotland and you were from Japan, why would you call the FBI to help locate him?
Thank you!
Just saying. Not really their thing.
Just saying.
Might want to call Scotland Yard or something. Maybe that might be where you go.
You'd even get a dial tone and a click from them, too.
This would not be their jurisdiction. What am I missing? Plenty. April 11th, she writes to me. Mr. Tevin!
Number one.
Oh, it was one?
Yes,
oh,
one. Okay. We had a fucking mafia's job. Please,
yes.
Please keep track.
No, that's my job.
Okay, Pip. Mr. Tevin, maybe you already found what I post on the anti-scam site about my scam. Shame on them. This is why I must expose them for what they have done to me. This is the evidence that Eric Bohr, Brown Con, EFCC, David Copper sent to me. I am fucking mad. And this, yes, you are, lady.
You're fucking stupid, Joe.
Now, Joe, that's not nice. I am fucking mad, and this is why I cut the ties with them. And I always insult them. That'll learn them. As they're counting their money.
As I sip.
That'll learn them.
Now, look at her. She's calling us assholes again. How much have we got over here? Was that a 30,000? Okay, we're fine. Then they threaten me a lot. They never learn their mistakes from my case, but do the same thing to victim A. They are from FBI and Interpol, but they do not. But they do nothing good to the victim.
Could you stop? Three sentences ago, she's yelling at their scammers. Now she's yelling at them from the FBI and Interpol.
I can only surmise it's one and the same to her in her head.
Yeah.
She's got to be schizophrenic. Now I'm going back to the schizophrenic angle again. She's got to be schizophrenic.
I really want to publish the truth about all this to the world. I do want to see them get arrested in jail for their mistakes. Their mistakes. You don't arrest people for mistakes. You arrest people for crime.
She, you know what? I'd say she can't get her head around that they're scammers, but she just called them. She just called them scammers four paragraphs ago.
Well, Joe, in her defense, it's a different day.
In her world, now you've got a point. Yeah,
that was April 10th. Now it's April 11th. Yay. We've seen her flip in like set in mid sentence.
No,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
flip like a gymnast. Are you kidding me?
Okay. After I called FBI, I also sent mail to the Interpol asking if I need to pay for the fees. I also sent my report to the Interpol from official site. The same report to my local police. Brown Cotton sent money to me from UK Barclay to PLC, and then it was held in Maybank due to money laundering issue. So Brown Cotton flew to Malaysia to watch them transfer the funds to Hong Kong. Can you just say, I'm here. Now hit the button.
What is he, like a rabbi making sure things are kosher?
I don't know why you got to put my people into the middle of this.
I'm not. It's the kosher looks, you know, oversees things. And if something doesn't look kosher, he stops the whole thing.
A little anti-Semitic.
I was stuck on the...
anti-Semitic?
A little bit.
What do you mean? How am I anti-Semitic?
We're in the midst of a scam here, and you got to bring my people into this?
I'm just bringing a simile. It's not being anti-Semitic. I'm using a simile.
I was fixated on the laundry issue. Like she couldn't get her whites white enough. I mean, what? The money laundering? That's the problem.
There's a lot of issues.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Well, yeah, you know what? That's also because, you know, because the money, well, because you're buying gold, dear.
Yeah.
you're buying gold.
Wanted to watch them transfer the funds to Hong Kong, but it was held due to tax clearances. And then Eric Bohr sent mail to me because he found bank manager in RBH Bank made a big mistake. It's like a fucking clown car, these people.
I know.
It's just honest error after honest error. It sure is a shame.
Yeah.
See what they sent to me? Here is the trap. The total cost is 3,500 euros. They will cash out the funds, but I never get any fucking money back.
And said the scam.
Surprising.
So here's one of the emails she received, and she sent it to me, too, and then uses her real name. Do not pay any money to them. We will send delegate to the bank. You will furnish the accommodation and transportation. Don't send any money. Just pay for the airfare and the hotel.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Now, we're not staying at a shitty Ramada. You're putting us up in the Hilton.
Yeah, really.
We're scammers. We're not animals.
And we're fancy men.
No, we're Travelodge. We'll not do.
Yeah, Travelodge. Not staying in that place.
Are you kidding me?
Tell stupid we need a.
That's worse than my hut.
What do you think? We're road comics. We're not staying in that place.
Yeah, what do you think?
Tell her we're going to the Hilton.
And we expect three meals.
Yeah.
It is $3,500, the whole cost. Once they get there at the bank, these two bank officials will be arrested and will be tried. Our delegates will cash out your funds from the bank and IMF. What's that? International
Monetary Fund?
Yeah. Will immediately transfer the sum of $295,000 into your account or bring it in cash to you to pay them yourself.
Oh, yeah. A big bag of a wad of
it's good enough for McScrooge Duck.
What do you think? It's Davin's cable company? They're going to come to the house? No.
They're paying
my cable company is the same cable company as yours.
No, they're not.
It's Cablevision.
Yeah, no.
The same company. Maybe they just don't go to asshole's house. He's a prick. I'm staying home.
Oh, well, same here.
They're very nice, my cable company.
Well, we have the same cable company, and they're not so nice.
They charge me enough. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anyway. This depends on you, whichever way you choose. This is urgent, and your uttermost urgency is needed. Regards, Mr. Eric. Come on, woman, get with your urgency. It's urgent.
It's urgency, urgent.
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 I like how he signs it Mr.
Urgency,
Eric, like he's a fucking urgency. Stripper. It's Mr. Eric.
abs to cut butter with.
He could hold a construction flag with those abs.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice himbo. Here's another one. Hello. Real name. But we'll say Anne. Thank you for your message. I want you to know that I am doing all this because I do not want your funds to be left with the Hong Kong government. This is why I have stayed here before, spent my money in hotel and also my time. I want you to do anything at all costs to send at least 1,000 euros latest tomorrow because two Interpol men are and coming today evening and the rest will be here on Monday. And I don't have time for grammar. I do not want to disappoint them.
What?
maybe it's Mr. Eric. I don't want to disappoint them.
I want everything to be nice. Make sure there's some flowers. Get some snacks out.
Everything
I don't want to disappoint
them. Just
got to
be just so.
Yes.
I want to order the Zinfandel.
Off those pillows.
I do not want to disappoint them. Please, this is to have the plan to make sure your funds leave Hong Kong to Japan next week into your bank account direct without no problems anymore.
More money, more problems.
No problems.
We get that money right over there, bald man.
Out no problem no more. We're going to need some of that urgency, urgency.
Urgency, urgency.
Why do we have to go to that voice? That's so...
funny.
That's the conservative way of looking at it.
Checking in from the liberal side. Funny.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Fine. Then fuck everybody who we pissed off.
Yes, that's right.
I hope you will understand. That's in here, not what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah, we weren't listening to you. We're listening to Anne.
I hope you understand my mail and try your possible best to do as I have indicated. Good luck, Mr. Brown. Dear Anne. I was contacted by Interpol, and they have asked to send all documents that the funds was used to be transferred from here to Malaysia and to Hong Kong. I have sent it to them. Did you hear from Interpol? You are a very lucky lady. Your funds will come out as soon as Interpol lands in Hong Kong. Contact Interpol fast now. Their EB will be there. They will be there tomorrow. Thanks, David.
Okay.
More letters. Attention, Anne. I am sure you know the delegates are there to do. I'm sure you know
more
we're
laundry.
Missing some words in the sentence.
Yeah. And more laundry. They're money laundering. They're washing their delegates. What the hell?
Yeah.
I have to inform you that the three delegates will be in Hong Kong tomorrow morning. We're going to have to put him on Gentle Joe. I ask you to try. We don't want them to be disappointed. We'd hate to shrink our delegates, Joe.
We like to fluff and fold them.
We will fluff and fold our delegates coming to Hong Kong. I ask you to try and send these complete 3,500 euros to Mr. Brown before they get there. This message is for your own good and benefit, so that they can get the funds transferred into your bank account before Monday next week. This is my word to you.
Great.
Yours sincerely, Mr. Eric.
Mr. Eric. He calls himself Mr. Eric.
Like he's a hairdresser.
Yeah.
This is the fucking result.
Here it comes.
She ain't happy.
But first, another letter. Hello, Anne. There is some serious problem this morning. Mr. Wong has been arrested. I don't know what's right, but I know what's wrong.
Because the cops got the Wong guy.
Oh, it's a shame.
I read it.
This
that
can't
one.
Be Wong if it feels so right.
Everybody Wong Chung tonight.
Yeah.
Mr. Wong has been arrested. He did not give you proper procedure in getting the funds out. Mr. Heinz, there's 57 righties of him, is the right person to wire their funds by Saturday now. They need the transfer equivalent to 1,500 euros. The bank director himself is going to do the wire transfer.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you for a second. The money amount just keeps changing.
Yes, it does.
Per letter. It's like it was American dollars. Now it's euros. Are they going to take Bitcoin soon?
They're trying to get what they can.
Yeah, I know. But it's like it's all over the place. And why was Mr. Wong arrested? Because he made a mistake?
Because he made a mistake. There's no tolerance for that.
Apparently.
I was just thinking about that. It's like because he...
Well, they're strict at that bank.
If you listen to Anne, they should all be arrested for making mistakes.
If you screw up like that, they put a letter in your file or something like that.
I know.
This is going on your permanent record. But first, we arrest you.
Yeah.
You shortchanged me $10. Shackles! You know, what the hell?
I like that. I want better competency out of my bank.
I know. If they forget my fries, I'm going to go in there with a billy club at McDonald's.
Fortunately, there's good news, though. There's
good
news. Because the bank director himself is going to do the wire transfer. The Interpol has mounted their CPU and IPS on the bank.
Oh, my God, CPU.
And they hardly knew each other. They are waiting for you now to send the transfer equivalent charges. And the funds will be transferred. If not, they will probe the bank, and they will pay you with double interest. This sounds very kinky.
Yes, they will probe it.
Now is Interpol in the bank. They need you to send the fees fast. Please do your best. Brown. Ball busting blue.
And the way it sounds like they're really putting the pressure on it, like there's a bank president waiting and these other guys.
Yeah, we just want to transfer your funds there, babe.
Yeah. Yep.
290,000. Yeah. No, it could be cash.
Yeah, if you could just, like, throw us a bag of money, then all that other money.
Do you know how much meds you can buy with $295,000?
I know.
So, damn, ball busting blue. Lies, lies, lies. Tell me sweet little lies. The total cost is 3,500 euros. But then they asked me to pay more and more. Yeah, they're scammers. Another letter. Hello, Anne. Hello, Newman. I really do not blame you for what you said. Please, I am not a baby or a crazy man, because I have done and have been doing my best to make sure that your funds are out and you can have your money. Now I am at the peak of getting the funds out, and this is what you tell me? Is it my fault that you have to pay for the transfer of the funds? Please do not contact me again if this is how you want to fool me around. Fool around me. Either way, it sucks. If this is how you want to fool around me. I thought the bank was getting probed. I didn't know they were.
Yeah,
I
really
know.
I am a well-respected man in the society of scammers, and my job is very important to me in my time, too.
And who's writing this?
We'll get there, but a scammer.
My job is important to me.
And time, too. If you cannot pay the transfer fees of 890 euros, then forget about your funds, and I will ask the Interpol to return to the States. Thank you, Brown. The Interpol doesn't come to the United States. We don't have Interpol.
And now the fee is a different amount.
Yes. Thank you, Brown. What can Brown do for you? Screw you. Hello, Anne. I received all your mails, and I also accept your apologies. Send 940 euros because of the 50 euros left. You have to know that I must do my best to get your funds to your account. I have no money now to complete fees, so please try to and send the 940 euros tomorrow morning. Thanks, Brown.
940 now. This is a moving target.
Yes,
this
it is.
I'm sorry, that part would drive me crazy. It's like, somebody.
But the rest of the shit would be fine.
No, it's all awful, but it's like, somebody read the notes. Somebody read the notes.
But she gets wrapped up in this.
Yeah.
And it just rolls and rolls, and they keep the momentum going on her.
Yeah.
So the momentum is what's keeping it going.
Well, and just getting her all riled up, you know, like trying to, put the pressure on, It's like high-pressure sales.
Right, exactly.
That's what scammers do. Hello, Anne. There's a problem.
Mr. Wong again?
Due to what Mr. Wong did.
I knew it!
Wong?
Damn that Wong!
Damn you, Wong!
He did the Wong thing.
Oh, he did.
I did.
Due to what Mr. Wong did, the Hong Kong government has declined the wire transfer read. Mail Hines, send to me below. And another letter. Mail Hines.
Oh.
There's a serious situation here now with your funds. The Interpol and IC3 are here, and there are also witnesses with what is going on. The Hong Kong government has detected that Mr. Wong did not follow the right procedures, and he has since been arrested and took to court by the Interpol.
He's been arrested and taken to court.
Everybody's getting dragged off to the hoosegow on this one. Holy smokes.
I know, the whole evening.
But she's probably thinking, well, at least justice is being served.
Yeah, and it's God, hello, nothing works this way.
Oh, scamming does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, of course.
Quite well from what we're learning.
Yes.
The Interpol has also made sure that this case is followed legally. Now, in her defense, I had to deal with Chase Bank, and they're a bunch of assholes over there, too. You know, how many times did I have to call and get passed around? I might as well have dealt with Mr. Wong and the money fee transfer.
I know, but did any of the agents that you spoke to get arrested for making a mistake?
I did suggest one or two should.
Yes. Of course.
The first guy that kept calling, he's like, I want to see his ass locked up.
Yeah, well, I showed them, and they stopped, and I got money back from them.
There you go.
Let's see. Now, with what he has done, the bank cannot make the transfer by SWIFT to your bank in Japan. The funds will be brought to you by Mr. Brown Copper. You will have to pay the charges of the certified documents that will enable him to pass through the authorities in Japan and Hong Kong to get to your doorstep. He's like fucking Avon lady now. He's like Domino's.
No, he's like Brown. It's like, what can Brown do for you? It's like, take your money and deliver it to your doorstep.
That's nice.
Lisa says, this has gone from crazy to asinine. It really,
really?
Has.
Tonight's the night,
yeah,
Lisa?
Yeah, this is the straw that broke the camel's back.
I'm sorry, Lisa. Either Mr. Brown or one of the Interpol will bring the funds to you. The Hong Kong government has declared that the funds should be taken out of Hong Kong before next week. Yeah, get that money out of here.
We have a limit of how much money we're allowed to keep in the country. Yeah. So get yours out of here.
China's looking
quick
at us cross-eyed. We're none too happy. The documents to convey the funds to you will be obtained from the Ministry of Finance. Here, and it is 5,850 euros.
Ah!
Also note that no one can touch any of the money. It's no-no money, Joe. Don't touch it. I prefer you don't even look at my money.
It's Sunny no-touch money.
Sunny no-touch money.
Are you a money toucher?
Joe's a money toucher. He's a little bit of a money grubber, if you might ask.
No, I'm not.
A little bit of money toucher, a little money grubber. Leave the money alone. It's dirty. No. Your hands are going to get filthy because it's been laundered. Because the amount has been writing on the certificate of clearance. Send the fees to your agent so they can get with our bank lawyer to get the official clearance. Yours sincerely, Mr. Hines. Damn it all, red.
Oh, finally.
This is never-ending payment which destroys my whole life. Duh.
Duh.
I have never seen such people who never consider the victim situation. No, they considered and ignored. They took the money from the victims and lied to the victims. This is what I see. These are all true evidences. I want to commit suicide for these reasons. I do believe these people never help the victims but kill them. I am the real one who's being killed by both. They're real scammers and fucking mafias.
Fucking mafias makes another appearance. By the way, Lisa is right on this. She says, well, if the documents are certified, I'll get right on it.
Thank you, Lisa. Where the hell were you?
I know.
You have such expertise and you've been withholding.
I know. She's been holding back.
Back to ball busting glue.
Oh, okay.
Are these people human beings? No!
No!
I was a big fan of the FBI. I even had a little banner. I had the finger.
I had the poster on my wall.
I love the FBI. I was a big fan of the FBI. And I did love FBI.
I loved them.
Joe, did you love FBI?
Yes, I loved FBI.
Pip, did you love FBI?
I loved their first album so much.
I gotta tell you, I always thought CIA was better.
Really?
I just thought they were better musicians.
I didn't think they rocked out as hard as FBI.
Yeah, you know, they always got overshadowed, but I think the CIA is the best we had.
All right, I'll go about and listen back to some of their older tracks.
You really should.
Yeah.
You really should. But you gotta be high when you listen to CIA.
Oh, see, that's where you lose me.
Never a fan of FBI. I always thought they were overrated. Too much keyboard.
What? No such thing.
The image of FBI is totally broke. And they did this to me. I called head office immediately to beg for help. And knowing Pedro Simpson was a scammer, there is no difference between FBI and real scammers.
Okay.
So we're back.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's back. She's right back into the fold.
I have conversations.
Yeah.
The hour is late. It is up to you. We could do some conversations or we can sign off.
I think we should hold off on
those. Yeah, we should hold off
on
it.
For another.
At least for me, it's been a long day.
All right. You know what? Let me see if I can. You want me to see if I can get through one day? Because they usually go pretty quickly. Because she's got several days of conversations.
Oh, how many? So you want to do one day?
Yeah, let me get through this.
All right. Lisa says, hey, I was scammed. Only took two requests before I clued in. I can laugh about it now, but it's like, how many times is she taken?
Yeah, but the difference between you, Lisa, and Anne is Anne's an expert. It takes longer.
Yes.
When you're an expert and you have all that knowledge, why use it right away?
Yeah, you amateur.
Yeah. Stupid you, figuring out on two times.
Yeah.
If you really were an expert, it would take you 50.
Yeah, you really would have had to work on this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're trying to prove there.
No. She was a quitter. She tapped out.
She tapped out. No, fuck it. I'm not going to deal with them anymore. I think this is bullshit. And that's the problem. Lisa can never stick with this scam when she should.
I know.
You should be ashamed.
We expect a little more longevity out of you, Lisa.
We really did. Very disappointing, Lisa. Very disappointing that you figured shit out quickly.
Yeah. Stop being smart.
Yeah. Maybe you should talk to Anne.
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. Let's get out of here. I'm not going to do the conversations now.
Oh, fine.
Do you want me to do one?
No, let's hold off.
Okay. Because I got... Those are always fun, too.
Oh.
But when we come back... Because we're not going to be here next week.
Yeah, that's right.
Taking a week off.
We are tantalizing you with...
Going to Chicago with my dad for a couple of days.
Oh, wow. You're doing a baseball thing. All right,
yes,
cool.
We're going to see a Cubs game on Tuesday afternoon and then a White Sox game on Tuesday
evening.
That's
really cool.
Really?
That really is cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Because at one point we talked about... seeing all different ballparks in the U.S., and we've never seen Wrigley. I mean, Wrigley's the one that you're going to see.
Right.
But if you're there, you might as well see the other one, too, if there's a doubleheader.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do that. So that is why there will be no show next week. But there should be a show in 2 weeks.
Right? Yeah, cool.
So we'll do that. Oh, I should get my thing because we should thank some people.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's that. Lisa's saying, yeah, I'm just a dumb Canuck.
You said it, Lisa, not me.
Yeah, we didn't even go there. And she says, enjoy the ball games, Davin.
Thank you, Lisa.
It is fun.
And you enjoy your new ball games.
We didn't talk about that on the air.
No, we did.
You enjoy your ball games, Lisa.
That was just for Lisa. Play ball, batter up. Anywho, Eric, family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as really? Perfect together as a family or by yourself. If you want to learn in a class environment, family martial arts is perfect for you. It's a perfect dojo. My daughter just graduated to Bodan belt, which means in October on her birthday, black belt.
You were saying.
Wow.
So that's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So, and she was soaked about it. I was like, the best birthday present ever. I'm like, cool, now we don't have to buy you shit. I don't think it's going to work like that.
No,
yeah.
I don't think so either.
But anyway.
She's not buying that.
No, she's not. But definitely, you want to definitely give Sensei Russ a call at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or, of course, check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, and I sure am, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for whose enjoyment? Your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. I love getting their pastrami there. I'm a pastrami-holic.
Oh, I haven't had it in a long time. I really want some of that.
You should get some of that.
I should get some
you
of
should
that.
Get some of that meat.
Get some of that.
I want to get me some of
you
that.
You should get
Goldberg's.
Some of their hot pastrami.
Yes.
Yes!
Yes!
They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Knish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. We call it the World War II. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or fan of this little old show, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, including their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your old destination for that special event, as sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Also, Portobello Banquets hosts always popular comedy nights by our pal Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin's Den. I almost made it. Davin's Den host, Davin Rosenblatt. And we got a big show coming up July 24th. It's going to be the great Eric McMahon, Rick Allen, and Mike Keegan. So check that on out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Size Printing Productions, for you need a comedian, karaoke, kids entertainer, face painter, clown, scammer. No, we wouldn't give you a scammer. We wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
That would be wrong to show up with that.
It's kind of creepy, yeah. It is. It's a scammer. Wow. I thought you'd be bigger. More money. Anyway, go to slidesplittingproductions.com, slidesplittingproductions.com, or call us up 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip, will Mr. Helix be any place in the next couple of weeks?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Joe.
Brokerage Comedy Club, this Thursday, 8 o'clock show. Brokerage Comedy Club, Belmore, New York. Check out my page, Joe Curry. JoeCurryComedy.com. And also...
is that up?
Sort of, Connor. And I just started to say it, so I just assume.
Don't really go there. Yeah. Pay no attention to this website.
We'll pay attention to it, but just not right now. But
I want you to know it's there, but just not now.
Not now. Just go to Facebook, Joe Curry on Facebook, or Joe Curry Nation on Facebook. And you can try at governorsgubs.com for tickets and info.
Wednesday, July 1st, tomorrow, I'll be in Garwood, New Jersey at the Station Bar and Grill. For information, call 908-233-4455, 908-233-4455. Then July 11th, busy day, got the wife's birthday, filming a television show.
Yeah.
And then at night, I'll be in Somerville, New Jersey at the Venetian Grill. Ah, the glamour. For tickets, call. Film a show during the day.
What show are you filming?
Uptown Lounge or something? I don't know. It's like in the Manhattan Cable Company stuff.
What's a comedy show?
Yeah. Stand up.
Okay.
I do that on occasion.
I know, but you said filming a television show. You got to be specific. What are you filming?
Stand up. I'm like doing 5 minutes.
All right.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, me and other comedians. Yeah, sure. Why not? Be fun. Good time. Happy to do it.
I like the way you say other comedians, like it's going to be a specific 5-minute special that you're doing.
Yeah. Nope, just me. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. You can see my 5-minute special.
You know what? I think every cable company should carry that. The 5-minute special.
The 5-minute special would be awesome.
Because you know what? You wouldn't even have to check your phone during the 5-minute special. Because some of these specials, they go like for like 30 minutes.
They waste your time. Yeah. This one's 5 minutes.
It would be awesome. It would be like chat roulette, but with comedians.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to be showing their cock? Which comedian?
Well, you.
Oh, all right. I would like more than 5 minutes.
I mean, I could show mine, but, you know, everybody's seen it already.
That air conditioning unit's loud.
Yeah, I closed the door because it was getting hot in there. And then Pip talked about her dick, and it was hot no more. Anyway, so Saturday night, July 11th, I'll be in Somerville, New Jersey at the Venetian Grill. For tickets, call 908-722-1244, 908-722-1244. Again, we will be off this week. I'll probably put some more scammer clips up this week, but we're going to be off this coming week, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. So we certainly hope you guys join us. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening on replay. This has been fun.